Hi there. The word for today is on what to do while you're waiting. Look, anything that's built well is put together slowly and carefully. When you think about it, impatience is just a sign of immaturity. Children can't wait for anything. So try to understand this. Your impatience won't move God faster. He works according to his own timetable, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to those that are called according to what? God's purpose or plan. Just because the door hasn't opened yet doesn't mean that God has changed his mind. The timing may not be right for him to get the maximum glory and you to get the maximum benefit. So, what should you do while you're waiting? Two things. First, pray for God's will. And don't permit things to come into your life that you know are contrary to it. Especially hurry and worry. Know how to allocate your time, your energy, and your money, including whom you should and shouldn't spend time with. God says in Isaiah 46 verse 10, I make known the end from the beginning. Before God starts anything, he has a clear picture of the end goal and he ordains the steps that lead to it. So walk with him a step at a time. And number two, while you're waiting, rejoice. Habakkuk 3:17. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, pretty bleak picture, huh? Listen to what the prophet says next. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. So start thanking God today for what he's already done for you and for what he's going to do for you in the future. Because he will. His word declares it. He absolutely will come through for you. That's the word for you today.